Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello everyone, I'm Kennedy.
And I'm Vasilis.
We run Changemaker Z, a student-run initiative that aims to empower, educate, and connect Gen Zers interested in entrepreneurship.
We interview teenagers with impactful projects and create resources to help you change the world. If they can do it, so can you.
On this podcast, we discuss the logistics of creating different types of projects with Gen Zers who have already done it. We will leave our social media and website information in the description.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Gender's Rise podcast. In today's episode, we have Risa Turacia. Risa is an author, blogger, and literature advocate, spreading positivity through writing. Our main subject for today's conversation is advocating through literature. Risa, welcome to the show. So nice to meet you today.
Hi, and thank you so much for having me, and I'm so excited for this episode.
I'm so glad that you are with me today. So to begin with, would you like to tell us how you got started as an author and what inspired you?
Right, so I had always pretty much been of an avid reader. So I think it was my early on interest in reading that brought me into writing as well. And I remember as a child, I used to think to myself that one day I'm going to see my name on a published piece of work. And it was just this dream that I had to write. And I think, yeah, and my grandmother also used to narrate stories to me every night. So that's how my love for stories began. So yeah, just those mixed with my own love for reading led me to be a writer.
That's really amazing. And it's great that you have a passion. You know, other people have other passions. Personally, I could never, you know, put myself in a position to be a writer for now, because I don't think that I have an inspiration to write things, but I have an inspiration to explain things or to present things. And it really depends. And for you, the passion is writing, and that's great. You have already published 3 novels. Before we get into the stories behind them, I would like to ask, what makes a novel such a unique writing style?
So I think what stands apart novels is its permanency. So a novel is there for last. Once it's published, it has its own ISBN. It's there for the world to see forever. And I think another thing about writing that sticks out to me is that my work is going to stay beyond me. Even when I'm gone, I will have left a piece of content that will stay for centuries and years to come. And that's why I believe that novels are the best way for that. And though they might be a lot more time consuming and harder to write, that just makes it that much more gratifying and fun, in my personal opinion.
That's really interesting. And I was wondering, why novels and not another writing style for your published books?
So I initially didn't start off with the novel. So my first novel, Tales of Twinkling Twins, is actually just a corpus or a compilation of essays, poems, and things I wrote as a child. So I didn't initially just start off writing the novel. It just kind of grew. And then once I got in the hand of it, I became acquainted with publishing. That is when I started working on my second novel, which is a proper fiction story. So obviously you can't just set up one day and write a novel. You have to start from somewhere. And I think, as I mentioned before, the thing about novels is that they're there to last. And yeah, I think that's about it.
All right. Now, you have written your first novel at the age of 11 years old with the title Tales of Twinkling Twins. What is the story of that novel?
So I actually used to run a blog on Facebook through my mom's account called Risha's Journal, and it just blew up and I had a lot of readership on that, and I'd always dreamt of writing my own novel. So one day my mom just suggested me that, why don't you write one? You've always been talking about it, you go on and on about it, so just do it. And at that age, I didn't even know that you could publish at 11. But then my parents educated me on that it is in fact actually possible and that there's no age limit to write. So that's when I started compiling my articles, my essays, my poems, and all these things I'd done as a child into one massive piece of work. And I also included a lot of exercises in it to kind of relate to the teen audience as well. So my first novel is basically just a bunch of poems and short pieces, real life incidences, experiences, travelogues that I'd written as a child, compiled into one.
So like your parents said, go follow your dreams, you followed your dreams and you came with an amazing result in the end. Which is like, I found that this is a unique type of novel because it's a fiction story, but like there are different texts that they are combined and they create, you know, a final result that people can explore and maybe find themselves or identify with the characters inside this novel, right?
So, and the novel also kind of explores every aspect of teenage life. So be it schools, friendship, bullies, your family. So it is these little things that make teenage what it is. And personally, teenage is the time between ages 9 to 12. And it's a very confusing age. So you're neither a kid anymore, nor you're an adult or a teenager. So it's a very confusing time. And I was a pretty much lost child at that time. So I also wrote this novel as a handbook for tweens to guide them through those years, since I didn't have that.
You have touched on some very important, you know, social problems that exist today. And like, I was wondering, like, when you're writing about bullies, for instance, were you ever, you know, in a position that you were accepting bullying from people around you and you had any, you know, this experience that you express throughout this novel?
Right, so the experience that I've shared in my novel is actually of my best friend, who was a new student in the school, and she couldn't kind of intermingle with the crowd, and she was kind of isolated, and she was my best friend. So it's her story and of her bullies. But then also after my book came out, I personally was bullied as well by my own peers for my novel. So what hurt me at that time was that this piece of work that I'd put my heart and soul into for the past 8 months was now mocked at by my own friends and peers. So yeah, that was a pretty daunting experience.
That was an intense story. Yeah, like kids sometimes can be rude. Maybe they don't understand, or they do understand, and they can be bad for no reason. And then we translate this as being a bully or being bullied by someone. It is, you know, it provokes many problems to kids, to people around the world. It's really, really sad. Now let's move on to something more interesting. Was it difficult to get started with writing? And even, I don't know, have you signed a deal with a publishing company? I'm saying that because I'm imagining that publishing a book, it's not an easy process. You have to take an ISBN, you have to triple check every sentence and even verify the pagination multiple times. Ugh, what a nightmare for me. What was about you?
It was pretty much, so with my first book, I didn't actually get into the technicalities of it that much since I was 11. I didn't know how it worked. All I did was I finished my manuscript and I handed it over to my parents, and then they looked after the entire publishing process. But with my second novel, I was a lot more heavily involved. So I made a list of all the publishers in my country, India, and I emailed them, and then I got like zero responses. So
Of course.
But then I didn't give up. I re-emailed them, and that is when I got a few responses. And that is when I signed a deal with my current publisher, for my second novel, Truce, but then that just sort of was a blunder, and then it just completely exploded into a mess. And yeah, the publishing process has not been a very comfortable or friendly experience for me so far, but I'm learning and growing, and that's what makes it interesting as well.
Of course, you're learning through the process, and I believe that, you know, every limit that you find in your way, it makes you, you know, stronger and finding solutions to these problems. In the end, you will be a better writer, a better human. And however, maybe you could, I don't know, could you publish the books on your own somehow?
Yes. So there is this concept of self-publishing, wherein, as the name explains, you self-publish your novels. So I actually did that for my first novel, Tales of Twinkling Twins, and we signed a deal with India's biggest self-publisher, Notion Press. So you basically pay the publisher to publish your novel. And so the marketing, the distribution is all on you. So it is honestly the most challenging route that you can take as an author. But then, as I mentioned before, the publishers aren't that open to new writers as such. They prefer people with an already established readership, since they don't want to put their money on a person that they're not sure of. And a child is just that. So self-publishing is, I think, the ideal way to go for new authors.
And what about marketing yourself? Like, I don't think that you wake up one day and, yeah, you have 1,000 sales of your book. How does this work? Like, if you were on a publishing company, I suggest that they may have their own network, you know, sharing or adding, you know, book titles to different, you know, materials and media. But if you are, you know, a self-publisher, how do you do that?
So I think what the most important tool for any self-publisher is social media. And that's what I do as well. It's just having a very, very strong presence on Instagram and LinkedIn primarily. So I've just, the entire marketing that I've done for myself and for my novels has been through social media. And social media just allows you to meet people across the world, like I am talking to you, and connecting with opportunities globally. And it is such a great tool if you use it right. It's all just about using your resources, right? And also, I also tabbed into the offline market. So I toured libraries and schools and literally events in my city as well. So I connected with these people in my city and then also made sure that I was very active on social media.
This is wonderful. And for more time, through social media, you can, you know, connect with the world. It has the advantages and some disadvantages. But this is a subject for another episode, I guess. But for now, let's move on to your second book with the title Truce. What is all about?
So truce basically means peace. And it's the story of five friends, Tia, Ron, Udit, Tyra, and Eddie. And that's where you get the title Truce as well. And each one of them has a specific issue in life, such as self-esteem issue, imposter syndrome, body image issues, trust issues, health issues, and it's their story of overcoming their problems and rediscovering yourselves to becoming more confident young adults. And it's their journey through friendship and relationships and love, and how love evolves them into the best versions of themselves and pulls them out of rock bottom to the top of the world.
Your third novel is called To My Homies, which is a story of a group of troubled teenagers who explore adulthood, and through the power of friendship, they overcome the obstacles in their lives and blossom into confident young adults. And right now, you're in the process of writing your fourth novel. How is it going so far?
It's been a completely different experience since I'm now in the 11th grade, and with the academic responsibilities piling in, I struggled to find time for writing, and I've also been traveling a lot for the past few months, so the schedule's just been very hectic. So while it's been a struggle, it's been a lot more challenging. I'm just trying to go piece by piece and do as much as I can, and yeah, it's been a very challenging experience so far, to be honest.
Thanks for touching on the timing management subject. Because I always wanted to ask, how much time does it take to create, you know, to write a novel? Like, it really depends to the story, but, and it's also a personal experience. But what about you?
So my first novel was quite a breeze. So I finished that in about 6 to 8 months. And with my second novel, since it was a fiction novel, and you had to draft the entire story, the character development, the plots, and everything, it took a lot longer. So it took about a year. And then my third novel was kind of along the same line. So it took about 11 months on an average. But now my fourth one, since I've just been all over the place, it's been a year and a half since I've been working on it, but it's still in the works. So I'm assuming that by the time I graduate, I will have it done.
I'm wishing you all the best.
Thank you.
Right now, what are some actions that you take as a literature advocate for youth?
So I run a blog on Instagram that's called Straight From My Pen, and that's what I use to advocate for reading among the youth. And I also work on financial literacy, and I do events and panel discussions and interviews such as these to just spread my voice and my story to encourage the youth to read, since reading has been something that has changed my life, and it has made me who I am today. And to see today's youth drifting away from that just really, really disappoints me. So that's what, just through social media primarily, I'm just trying to influence the youth to read.
Here at the Gender Trace Podcast, we are great supporters of such actions and accounts, of course, because this helps to, you know, spread different messages across the world that they deserve to be heard from other people, and they maybe bring a positive impact or could help someone to explore something new and, you know, start a new project, start a new life. And this is the goal for us, I guess. What is your favorite quote?
I have a lot, but my favorite one is "Fall down 7, stand up 8. I don't remember who's written it, but I remember reading it in a novel about a week ago, and that just really stuck out to me. And then another one of my favorite is "Growth over Company." That says, it's just "Growth over Company."
Thanks for sharing these quotes. I do love quotes, actually. I don't have many that, you know, they're my favorite ones. I have one that, you know, makes me, you know, keep going in my life. It's one from Steve Jobs saying, "You can't connect the dots looking forward. You can only connect them looking backwards. And you have to trust that somehow they will connect in the future." But regarding this, with the Changemaker Z app, we have a dedicated quote section where you can find different quotes from users that they're using the app, and of course from the editing team of the Gender Spice podcast and the Changemaker Z. And this is a great place to find some inspiration. Thanks, Risa, for sharing your quotes as well.
Thank you.
Is there anything else you would like to share with us today?
What I'd like to share through, I believe, this platform is just something that I've noticed in a lot of young change makers as well, is that they often underestimate themselves. And that is something that I've done myself, and I didn't believe in my abilities when I started off. And I was actually shy to promote my work. And that is a blunder I've made in the past, and I don't want future change makers and the youth to repeat that. And it just, one piece of advice that I give is to just believe in yourself, because the way you perceive yourself is the way the world perceives you. So if you have a very, very strong sense of self, the world will value you too. Yeah.
I guess that they not only underestimate themselves, but also sometimes they don't feel so confident about what they have created and what, you know, they wish to show with the world. I'm saying that because personally, when I started this podcast, well, I didn't have the best pronunciation. I was scared about, you know, comments, what people were going to say. And then I found out that I was so happy when creating this podcast, when I had this conversation with all these amazing people from around the world, creating connections. And I said, oh yeah, I don't care about anything. I don't care about what everyone else is saying. I do care about what I'm doing and what I'm offering to this world. This is part of my legacy, and this should be the way you're thinking of every change maker. Because whatever you're doing, even the little thing that exists, you're making a change. Maybe. Even if you are sharing an article with your friend, and he opens that article, maybe he's going to be touched about the subject of the article. And this is a change. This is a change. Right, so thank you for joining us on this insightful journey of being a teen author and of financial literacy. Thank you, Risa, for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me and giving me this wonderful opportunity. And just, yeah, thank you.
It was our pleasure. Thank you for listening, and we look forward to bringing you more engaging content in the future. Remember, writing and expression is a force to be honed with, and together we can redefine what it means to be an impactful writer. Let me redo this. Thank you for listening, and we look forward to bringing you more engaging content in the future. Remember, writing and expression is a force, and together we can redefine what it means to be an impactful writer. But until next time, do not forget to change the world. Bye!
Thank you guys for listening. We hope you enjoyed our conversation. We had such a great time. Make sure to leave us a review. If you want more Changemakers content, you can follow us on Instagram at Gen Zers to Rise and on Facebook at Changemakers Z.